Only one of the system's seven campuses, the University of Maine at Augusta, was able to balance its budget this year. UMA achieved that difficult feat largely through a painful mixture of layoffs and cuts to employees' work hours. Members of the system board's Finance, Facilities, and Technology Committee were quick to compliment UMA officials, in part, it seemed, because their story offered a rare, hopeful moment in an otherwise sober afternoon of presentations. Rebecca Weick, the system's Vice Chancellor for Finance and Administration, kicked the afternoon off with the view from 10,000 feet.
And this is a brief overview of the budget. The FY15 Unified Operating Budget for the University of Maine system is not balanced.
The number of young people enrolling at UMaine's seven campuses has been steadily declining in recent years. At the same time, funding from the state has remained flat. So there's this growing gap between revenues and expenses. System administrators have refused to raise tuition to cover the shortfall, a move they say would only worsen the enrollment problem. This spring, after giving campuses a mandate to make steep cuts to their individual budgets, Weick says the system is nonetheless being forced to dip into its reserves in an effort to cover a roughly $37 million shortfall.
This level of deficit spending is not sustainable, and it is stark evidence that the current operating model is broken.
The budget headed to the full UMaine board calls for using just over $11 million in system reserves to help cover next year's deficit. But Weick says using this money will only allow the system to cover 61% of its shortfall for fiscal year 2015. Critics of Weick and other administrators argue that the system could use much more of its roughly $183 million in emergency money to take control of its budget problems. But Weick and others note that most of those funds are set aside for capital expenditures and other urgent needs on the seven UMaine campuses. The full UMaine board will vote on next year's budget in 2 weeks. For MPBN News, I'm Jay Field.